The conversation was not uncomfortable, but it wasn't smooth either. I looked around the sparsely furnished room. There was one little dresser and two night tables on either side of the bed, one of which used to be mine. "Are you doing anything else?" I knew what she meant. Hormones or surgery, the questions every cisgender person likes to ask. "I'm doing hormone therapy. The other stuff, like operations, that's way down the line. It's not something I need to even think about now. I imagine it's something I'd probably want to do." The dog rolled over and showed me his furry white belly, and I reached down and scratched hard. Genuinely interested and on a roll, Jackie followed up. "Do you have a name?" I broke into a huge grin. "Maeve." She smiled back. In a strange coincidence, Jackie's grandmother, whom she had loved, came to England from Cork, the same city where I was born. Jackie's tone shifted back to serious again. "You've done a lot of damage to the boys," she said, not meeting my eyes. "Just when they were moving on from all those years you were a drunk, you spring this on them. It's a lot, and it will take time." The dog snorted twice, as he usually did after lying upside down for too long in the hope of an extended scratch. I did understand. The boys had grown up with an alcoholic father in a home now divided by divorce. They were both teenagers, and here I was tossing my new transness into their lives. Though the world was changing and my children were liberal in their thinking, a trans parent coming out late in life is complicated. "I know. We'll take it slowly." Reflecting with some shame as I rode Metro North again, I thought about taking it slow. I had meant it when I said it to Jackie, but another thought chased it away. She is unstoppable, and Maeve wants to move fast.